Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
You need to know that God is not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. In fact, He's so committed to you that when other people walk out the door, God said, I'll be right there. Whether you're good today or bad today, I still love you with an everlasting love.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for being with us again on Revive Radio. Let's go into a recent sermon series preached by Pastor Rogers here at Pace Assembly. This is You Need to Know, Part 1, Never Ever Alone. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
In Luke, he tells us, Jesus did, go to Jerusalem and tarry and wait for the promise of the Father. The Bible says in Psalm 103, 2 and 3, healing is a promise. Prosperity is a promise in Joshua 1 and 8. He said, if you'll keep my commandments and observe my laws and my statutes, if you'll walk after me in righteousness and holiness, then I will make your way successful and I will cause you to prosper. Hear what I'm telling you today. Just because we're dealing with a virus, just because we're dealing with fire, flood, hurricanes, and everything else you're dealing with in life, I want you to know that God, our God, has not stopped on one of His promises. He keeps His promises in the middle of your storm. The Bible says in Joshua 21 and 45, not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel faileth. Everyone was fulfilled. That's important for us to understand in light of this coming week. When the President of the United States and other officials will sit down with the leaders of UAE, the United Arab Emirates, and sign what has been the first peace plan in 50 years to normalize relationships between Israel and Arab states. I want you to know that's no small thing on the calendar of God. For the Bible says those that bless Israel, God will bless. And those that curse Israel or trifle with them, they are already cursed. I want you to know something. While all this chaos is going on in our world, God's plan and His process is still steady marching on. It's already been written down and it shall come to pass. A promise is only as good as the ability and willingness of the person to complete what they said and be committed to what they said. And when you enter into a partnership with God, through the promise of God, it leads you to a covenant and gives you, the Bible says, it gives you confidence. Here's what Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that He that began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You need to know that God is not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. In fact, He's so committed to you that when other people walk out the door, God said, I'll be right there. Whether you're good today or bad today, I still love you with an everlasting love. I don't know about you, but for me, that makes it the greatest promise that God has ever made in the book. If I lose my money and I still got God on my side, I'll get it back. If I lose my home and I still got God, God can give it back. If I lose my mind and I still got God, I can get it back. I'm telling you, you're not serving a wimpy God today. You're not serving a God who is under the circumstance. Though death and though hell assails, there is a God who is faithful and He will perform it just like He said. Now give Him praise if you're going to do it. How the world is looking for the answers. If you have God in your life, you already have it. You already have the answer that is sufficient for every question. Bring your question. And if it ends with Jesus, you're going to make it all the way through. Every promise, however, has a problem attached to it. and a process. It is in God's plan. I didn't hear nobody shouting right there. In the Word of God in Joshua 1, it starts off there by telling Joshua, reiterating the fact of something he already knew. Moses, my servant, is dead. What you need to understand is that the death of a leader who dies in God will not prohibit the plan of God from moving forward. You know, and I talked to people this past week, they said, you know what, Pastor, if I could just stop the thing for a little while. Anybody know that? When you're going through something, you want to be able to say, if you could just hold the world for, just give me an hour or two to get myself together. But you know, and I know, that it keeps on revolving and keeps moving. And according to the scripture in Joshua chapter 1, God says to Joshua personally. Now, this is not the first time Joshua heard this. In fact, back in previous chapters in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses calls Joshua to him, and God speaking to Moses, Moses says to Joshua, I want to let you know something, my understudy, my up and coming. I'm about to leave. I'm about to walk right up on this mountain, and I'm going to disappear, and you're going to take over. You're the successor. But I want you to know God told me to tell you that he's going to be with you like he was with me. Well, you know and I know when you're getting it secondhand, people go, well, praise God. And there's multiple times in the last few chapters that is reiterated through the mouthpiece of Moses. But when you get to Joshua 1, it starts off with the depression by telling everybody that the typology of Moses is dead. Moses is dead. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you wanted to be somebody in the scripture as a character, you would want to be Moses because Moses was bad to the bone. Bible says he was one of the most meek, if not the most meek men of all. He's a type of Christ in the Old Testament. He's a deliverer that comes to set Israel free. And I'm going to tell you, when he says to Joshua, as God was with me, God's going to be with you. I know what was running through Joshua's mind as he turned around and looked at millions of Jews, Hebrews behind him, thinking, I've just taken over this brand new pastorate. And this could be rough. But I heard Moses tell me that God is going to be with me like he was with Moses. And the first thing we want to do is start comparing. Because when your daddy or your mama or somebody's gone through something and you've watched God's hand upon their life, the first thing we want to say is, well, I saw them go through that, and I can see and read in the scripture here as Joshua's mind is clicking, thinking, Moses stood at the Red Sea and stretched out the rod of God, and the sea parted and rolled back. Joshua said, I saw it with my own eyes. Now, that's bad anointing right there. For those of you that don't understand that vernacular, that means good. He's thinking how that whenever there was a need for water, for everybody to get a cup of cold water in the middle of this hot desert, Moses walks over all these rocks all over the place, and Mo knew exactly where to go to find the rock. And you should read this book because the Bible says that particular rock followed them all the way to the promised land. let me preach right here. You better be following somebody who knows the right rock to hit. Not just any rock will do. That rock that won't roll but is steady with you wherever you go. Joshua said, I saw him walk up to this rock and just slap that thing, and all of a sudden out of it comes gushing millions of gallons of water, and it took care of everybody. What an anointing. God's going to be with him. He's going to be with me like that. One day I'll get to hit this rock and it will. One day I'll get to use this rod and stretch it out and the seas will part. He's rehearsing this in his mind as he goes back in the video. And all of that, Joshua's walking with Moses, and he sees all this anointing upon the life of Moses and goes, this is going to be good. I can't wait to find me a body of water, and I've got his rod, so I'm good to go. But you know, the Bible says, as he was with Moses, so I will be with you. Meaning, I was with Moses one way. Let me say it like this. I was with the previous generation in exploits one way. But you're going to face things that that generation did not face. So when Joshua gets ready to cross over the Jordan River, you can see Joshua having this mindset for just a moment. Can I take you on a little journey right here? You can see Joshua start to grab that stick and do what Moses did because it's the same anointing. And we think if we do it like somebody else does it, then God will touch me like that. But what you need to know is you're going to have your own experience with God. That it's the same power, but a different situation. Your previous forefathers and generations prayed food in on the table in the Great Depression, but now you're going to have to figure out what you've got to do in this situation. I see Joshua trying to be the man of God, and God speaks to him and says, listen, we're going to open up the Jordan River, and you are going to lead all these people across. And here comes Joshua. He said, come on, y'all, follow me. Yeah, God said he was going to be with me like he was with Moses. But this rod, come on, God's going to show up in a minute. Did you go to prayer meeting last Tuesday? Yeah, I was at prayer meeting. God's going to be with me. The God that served Moses by opening up the Red Sea with that anointing, Joshua had to put his feet in before it rolled back. Are you hearing me? In fact, he says this. He says, want you to prepare, tell the people that I'm not dropping manna from heaven. The Bible said the manna ceased. See, we can appreciate that because that would have fixed it for an entitlement generation where I didn't have to do anything. I just hung out in the tent and played video games and watched ESPN until I saw this white, flavory, honeycomb-looking stuff falling all over the ground, and then I didn't even have to leave the tent. I just pulled in a daily's portion and all that kind of stuff, and everything was fine. But God said, that anointing for that season is over with. Now, Moses, my servant, is dead, and I want you to know there'll be no manna dropping from heaven anymore. There'll be no quail flying in so you can grab it right out of the air. There'll be no more water out of a rock. In fact, he tells them, if you're going to survive in this coming next season in the promised land, you're going to have the anointing of farming and cook it for yourself. There'll be no free welfare out here. You're going to learn to take your hands and plow the field and plant the seed. But the anointing of God is going to rest upon you for the season that you're in. I just want to let all of you know here, this is a generation right now that's having to deal with something like we have never seen. Previous generations dealt with the Spanish flu and dealt with all that kind of thing. But here we are with stuff that now has got us in such a place that we don't even, many people going to church today do not even believe that God is able to heal because they're seeing so many people sick. And all they listen to is the anointing of the news every day. And because fear comes like faith does, they don't have enough faith to believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Or, Pastor, my loved one died. I want you to know something. There will be death that will continue right on because that is the cycle. It's appointed unto man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. But what you need to know is, on the other side of this Jordan, there is a God waiting to embrace you like you came off of the Delta aircraft. I want you to know God is faithful in the COVID and before the COVID, and he'll be faithful after the COVID.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.